Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Some Bases Covered. Today's guest speaker is Jennifer, who will be sharing with us how it is to be child-free by choice. But first, buying a loved one an aftershave set doesn't need to break the bank. Whether you need a present for a parent, sibling, or partner, you'll find something to delight them in a range of aftershave gift sets at www.lookfantastic.com. From fresh citrus scents to mysterious smoky notes, there's something for everyone. Check out their men's perfume gift sets, and you'll find something for everyone and every budget.
Now I'm confused with all the versions how I can pronounce your name. I'll just do it in my own way, okay? Otherwise, we can edit it, or Penny can do the Norway pronunciation.
Yeah, she'll just, every time you say it, she'll just put her voice in.
Yeah, exactly.
That works.
Yeah. That'd be
funny. All right. So welcome, Jennifer. We're glad to have you here today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yes. So you have an interesting topic to speak about, child-free by choice. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a bit more about that, about how you arrived at that choice?
It's not a typical journey after talking to other child-free people. So when I was younger, my dad was always like, if you ever get pregnant, I will write you off. So that was, so he had that fear in me of, okay, I'm not getting pregnant just on that fact. And then over the years, I had gotten into some bad relationships. And then my most current ex, I was with him for 8 years and he was emotionally abusive. And I knew that there was no way I could have a kid with this person. I didn't want to end up being a single mom because I had seen how tough it is for single moms. And I didn't want any reason to have contact with this person again. So I just did everything I could to just not have a kid with him. And then too bad because I loved his family, but even still, he would talk about going to soccer games and my uterus would just cringe and I just couldn't stand the fact. To me, that was hell on earth. Like with the ball games and stuff like that. I was like, you're going to drag me out of the house on a weekend to go to these things outside. No, I'm a homebody. I'm going to stay in. And then the more I talked to my friends as they became moms and their experiences with labor, stuff no one tells you until it happens, apparently, or you experience it firsthand. And I'm like, then I started to have a phobia of being pregnant. And I just couldn't imagine like destroying my body or anything. So it was like a bunch of stuff. And then with my now partner, we were just on the same page about everything. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think I want kids. He was like, cool. So 9 years later, no kids. But now after the fact, like thinking back, okay, when we finally made the decision to not have kids is when we got together. And that was about 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I officially decided 9 years ago, but then growing up, I can hear the situations, memories that was like babies freaked me out. I never wanted to play mommy. I never wanted to play kitchen or any of the typical little girl games and toys. And then when my sister came along, that just freaked me out. I'm like, nope. Can't stand the crying. Just makes me anxious and triggers me whenever a baby cries. So I'm just, no, I didn't want any of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a niece and my best friend has two kids. So that's all the kids I need in my life. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather be the aunt. Mm-hmm.
So only kids by proxy, yeah? Not your own.
Yeah. And then in small amounts.
In small amounts, dosed.
Yep.
So your experiences and your life trajectory shaped your choice of not having children. Mm-hmm. And you have your own podcast now.
Yeah, that was kind of a spontaneous thing. I wasn't planning on starting a podcast anytime soon. That was like a way down the road kind of idea. And I had started a YouTube channel last year, and I started a interview series because I didn't want to call it a podcast because it wasn't consistent or anything. And it was just as I felt like it. And then also last year, YouTube ended up adding the podcast tab. So I was like, okay, I'll just make a cute little graphic for it and just move those in there. And then a couple of weeks ago, I guess it's about 3 weeks now, I just randomly decided to post in a looking for guests, be a guest kind of Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't think anything of it. Went on with my day, and next thing I know, my phone's blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
Had a bunch of other child-free people reach out to me who wanted to be on there, and that was just so cool. So I ended up getting 22 people reaching out to me. So now I'll be able to have 2 people per month through the rest of the year, which has been really cool. So I guess I'm going to try having a podcast for a year and see how that goes.
Uh-huh.
But so far, it's been a lot of fun.
So you created a network with like-minded people so you could connect and share experiences. And what's your goal with that? What's the drive behind it?
Okay, so it's basically a big F you to society. Like, look, we're enjoying our life, we're fulfilled, we're happy, and like, there's no point in ragging on us and pitying us because we're good. Like, go worry about your own life. We're good. You make your choice. We're happy for you if you're happy, but don't drag us down just because you don't get it or don't agree. It's not our problem. So I wanted to highlight all these amazing child-free people who are business owners and creators, and like, look, we're thriving, and these are our cool experiences and expertise.
Mm-hmm. So it's sharing experiences, but also finding support and validating that mm-hmm. choice, and that you have a right for that choice. Like, that you don't have to be cut off the side because you don't have children. It's like, it's a valid thing to choose.
Yeah, like, it's going to be okay if you decide not to. Mm-hmm. And it is a choice. A lot of, like, I didn't even know it was a choice growing up just because of societal expectations.
Right.
But I just said not to, and I was okay with that. Still no regrets.
Mm-hmm. Because how did your environment respond to it? Like, friends, family, when they found out, like, you made this choice to not have children? What was the
reaction? By the time I started telling people at all, my sister had already had a baby, and my immediate family had already had, like, cousins and close family had already had a kid. So we were basically the last ones to have kids, kind of thing. And I was the oldest out of everyone. But I've always been the black sheep. I've always been, like, against all the norms, and especially living in the South and states. But it never really bothered me. So immediate family wasn't... I actually didn't get that much pushback from family. Except one. And it got so bad that couldn't believe I didn't even want to resort to telling her that, but and she would not stop pressing. So I basically told her, I'm like, look, if for some reason I ever did get pregnant, I'd have an abortion. Like, that's how serious I am. Like, I should not have to tell someone something that extreme just to get you to shut up about it. Like, let me live my life. I told you no, it's none of your business. Besides, why the hell are you interested in my sex life? Like, that's creepy. But other than her and customers at day jobs, like, they would do the typical conversation, do you have kids? And then some would be paying about it. But overall, I don't think I've gotten that much pushback compared to many others I've talked to.
Mm. Yeah, because it's a real thing, huh? Like, mm-hmm. I've heard that like a lot of women who decide upon it, they get a lot of pushback and it's not accepted from their environment.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing. It's an economic thing. It's a religious thing. So it's just ingrained in us. Mm-hmm. So even though they think they mean well, it's very rude and creepy. Talk about something like that. Our worth is not tied to motherhood. Even if you have a child, like if your entire worth is tied to a child, what else do you have? If I don't know happiness, just if you never knew happiness before you have a kid, I'm sad for you. Like, does that mean you've never loved a pet? You've never loved a family member? You never loved your partner? Like, it might be a different love, but you have loved. I know what love is. It's just different.
What's actually the best part about this decision about being child-free?
Where do I begin?
This is a good question.
Let me count the ways. Sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I get to stay up late, get to sleep in. It's easier to be spontaneous and flexible with what I want to do. If I decide I want to go do something, I can go do it and not have to worry about someone else. Or it's so quiet. It's so, so quiet. I don't have a tiny person talking back to me. There's less mess. I've been able to really focus on building my business and enjoying now creating this podcast and everything.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a bit more about your business. What exactly do you do?
Yeah, so I'm actually the productivity coach for child-free business owners and creators. Because I've been in the productivity industry and time management, but I wasn't naturally organized or good at it. And I'm also a recovering procrastinator, so I've had to really learn through trial and error and learning and everything. So before I got into it, I owned and operated 2 coffee drive-thrus. So my last career was in the coffee industry.
Mm-hmm.
So straight out of high school, I had been in coffee for like 12 years. So barista, manager, setting up coffee shops, training, and then owned and operated 2 coffee drive-thrus. And so when I had my drive-thrus, I realized how unorganized I was. So I had to get organized real quick, made sure everything was ordered on time, make sure things were picked up. Because I only had 1 employee. It was just me and 1 employee. And there was a lot to do to make sure I kept it going. And I also had to do my marketing and take care of customers. So all of it, I did all of it. So I really started to learn through that.
And I also heard that you wrote your own book.
A friend and I wrote a gratitude journal just so we could learn another skill set. I'm always love learning. That's another thing I love about being child free. I can learn and spend as much time on learning as I want. And that's a lot of fun. So I get to challenge myself constantly. Yes, it's a gratitude journal and there's lots of space for either doodling or drawing out your thoughts, not just writing. And each month has a coloring page. So I really want everyone to be able to express themselves as they go through it.
That's a really cool initiative to share that with the world. And where can people find your book? If the listeners want to order a copy, where should they go to?
It's on Amazon.
On Amazon? Okay.
Yeah. So I guess it's on Amazon.com because it's from the US. We didn't put it internationally yet, but I'm still figuring all that out. This was a pure practice, let's figure it out kind of project. And it surprisingly turned out pretty good. So now it just motivates me and wants me to do more.
When you look ahead of the new year, 2024, are there any goals or ideas you already have for this coming year? Like a top 3 of things you want to do? You already said, like, writing a book of your own?
Oh, the book thing will wait. This was a spontaneous thing, project, for sure. I was not planning on writing a book. I was in the middle of a launch last year, and he's like, hey, let's do this. So, but because I don't have a child, I was able to, and I'm good at time management, I was able to like do a launch and create and design and format this book. Mm. So that was pretty, and I had someone helping me with it. So that also helped. But yeah, for the year, well, the podcast thing is one big thing now, apparently. Working on getting more one-on-one clients and hopefully being on more podcasts in general, because I just love interviewing people and sharing my story with others. I want to be able to inspire and empower others. Yeah.
Sounds good. And like, what gives you a sense of purpose in life? Because for a lot of people, having children is a big part of their purpose. What is that for you? Because you already mentioned a lot of things you're busy with. What is the number one thing that gives you purpose in life?
My business, but I guess underneath all of that, ultimately it's just living a simple, chill life, never worrying about bills, never worry about emergencies, and being able to enjoy life's experiences without working myself to death. I don't want to have any regrets later. And since my mom passed about 2 years ago, like I saw how short life really is. And that just motivated me more to like, as long as I'm making progress doing something every day, I'm happy. As long as I achieve the main goal of the day, I can die happy, kind of thing. So, and you get to live every day, but you only die once. So you might as well enjoy life and create experiences and be with the ones you love.
That's right. So sounds like you have a lot of things that you get purpose from and inspiration, daily inspiration. And now your mother is also a source of your inspiration to do something good every day, be productive. And another question, if people are listening now that are in a similar situation as you were in, like wanting to make this choice of choosing their own path instead of conforming to society's wishes and the pressure of family and partners, etc., what would you like to tell these people along their journey?
Yeah, so if they're not paying your bills, and if they don't add value to your life, their opinion doesn't matter. I just say screw them. It doesn't matter. And unless they're a mentor or someone you can actually look up to, their opinion doesn't matter. Because they don't get you. They won't understand. It doesn't matter. Find a community of people who do understand. That's another reason why this podcast I'm doing is so important. It's because a lot of people don't know where that community is. It's really hard to find child-free friends.
Mm-hmm. So is it also for people who didn't make that choice yet, but are in the process?
Well, the podcast itself is strictly for people who are definitely child-free by choice, or they are childless by circumstance, but they're in a healthy mental space now where even though they're sad that it didn't happen for them, they've accepted it and now they're wanting to embrace their no kid life. But general, like as far as clients or my overall YouTube channel and things like that, it's for like college students, like not even thinking about kids yet, and people are starting to have kids later and later in life anyway. And so, yeah. And besides, most of the productivity stuff, this is another reason why I started all of this. All the productivity stuff out there, They're very strict about, oh, you have to do this and this and this. Only this works. And I am very, all these techniques work, but that doesn't mean they work for you. So I'm very much a personalized customization to help you figure out quicker, like what does and doesn't work for you. So I'm not going to make you wake up at 5 a.m. or anything like that. And all these productivity books, well, most of them anyway, they're written by men and or people in the corporate world or for parents. That's all well and good, but there's a whole community of people. That doesn't mean that we're not going to get burnout. That doesn't mean we're going to fill up our time so much and become workaholics, or that we have other responsibilities and things that we want to do. All of those things with everyone else, we get them too. So I customize my consulting and coaching for that specifically.
Mm-hmm. So the community part is a really vital element, mm-hmm. from what you said.
Yeah, I'm noticing that more and more as I keep talking about it.
Mm-hmm. And it's so important in nowadays world, you know, like that people can share their experiences and their growth process and connect with people all over the world and form communities like digitally and globally. So that's a really cool element that you can do that from there, from your home, and connect with all these people.
Yeah, if it weren't for the internet, I wouldn't be able to meet people, certain people otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like being child-free, like we think about it more than most parents too. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of parents who like really think about it and plan out when to have kids and everything. But being child-free, like we really think about all the little details. Like we budget, we think about how much they're going to cost, like how much they're going to affect our entire world. And it's a matter of, is that the kind of life I want or not? And for me, I would rather regret not having a child than having a child and regretting them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you cannot return them once they're there. Right. You have to keep them.
It's a no return policy.
Nope. No return policy. And I think that's what a lot of people take too lightly, that choice to have children, or, you know, they're very young, sure. children, and then they don't think about what impact it has on their lives and what are the consequences and, you know, the investment involved, not just in money, but in energy and commitment. So, yeah, that's the other side of the coin, huh? That people think about it too easily. And then there's all kinds of problems down the road.
Yep.
Something to really consider and make a conscious choice about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think it's also something that happens more and more in nowadays society, because a lot of people just see like, whoa, this planet is already overcrowded and there's so many problems. Why would we put children on this earth? So that's another consideration. So I think it's actually more and more upcoming that women choose to not have children.
Yeah, we're like, not in this economy.
Right, not in this world, on this planet. Maybe on Mars.
And then along the whole lines of who's going to take care of you when you get older, I'm going to have friends and I'm going to pay nurses well. Mm-hmm. That's my plan. So, and I briefly did home health care and I know a lot of nurses, and I have seen firsthand how many children do not help their parents,
mm-hmm.
at the end of their life. And it's like a lot of parents have a kid for that specific reason. I'm like, why would you put that kind of responsibility and pressure on someone?
Mm.
Like, everyone calls us selfish. Like, yeah, we might be selfish because we love our freedom, but I would never expect someone to take care of me. Like, not even my partner. Like, I would hope he would help out, of course, but I would never expect him or anyone else to,
mm-hmm.
to take care of me.
Exactly, exactly. And unfortunately, a lot of people still think that way, you know, like preparing for their old days. Oh, I'm going to have a few children so that they can take care of me. Yeah.
That's another reason why I like being on, having my own platforms and being on other people's podcasts like this. And it's like, yeah, like child-free people are becoming more vocal and we get trolled real bad. Luckily I haven't so far, knock on wood, but I mean, it's bound to happen at some point, but I've seen a lot of my child-free friends get so trolled online.
Yeah, people always judge. It's easy to judge, you know, and when something is different or, you know, out of their own comfort zone, then
people hate change.
Right.
People don't like it when you go against the norm. And I love to. So it's like a child-free revolution kind of thing. It's like, you want to be a parent? Great. Think it through, though. But otherwise, child-free is still cool.
All right. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for joining us, for sharing with us. It was a pleasure to have you.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Link to Jennifer's website will be in the description. Don't forget to hit the follow button. Peace out.